Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5:31. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. The headlines: Uisce Éireann lifts the nighttime water restrictions on the Loughmourne public water supply. It's emerged flight times between Donegal and Dublin may be changed significantly under the new PSO contract, which is due to take place at the end of next month. We'll hear from local deputy Piers Doherty. There's been a small fall in the number of homeless people, both regionally and nationally, according to the government's latest figures. And the mother of a teenager who died in the Chrysler tragedy will speak in Derry at an event tomorrow to mark the anniversary of Bloody Sunday. Later in the bulletin, Mark's here with sports news at around 6:15. Good evening. Uisce Éireann has lifted the nighttime water restrictions on the Loughmourne public water supply. They say the measures had been necessary due to critically low reservoir levels across the supply zone, driven by increased demand and several bursts on the network. During this period, operations crews worked extensively across the network to identify and repair leaks and to manage reservoir levels. Uisce Éireann has also deployed leak detection crews to accelerate identification and repair of issues on the network, which serves the Twin Towns, Crossroads, Convoy, Lifford, Roskear and surrounding areas. It's emerged flight times between Donegal and Dublin may be changed significantly under the new public service obligation contract, which is due to take effect at the end of February. Deputy Piers Doherty is seeking an urgent meeting with the Transport Minister, Dara O'Brien, with a draft contract envisaging later morning and evening flights to Dublin and no afternoon flights at all. Deputy Doherty says this makes it more likely that people will be forced into having to stay overnight when flying to Dublin and will be particularly disadvantageous for people with morning medical appointments. Deputy Doherty says he also has serious concerns over the fact that the new contract will mean the plane must travel up from Dublin every morning. That, he fears, will increase the likelihood of flights being cancelled. Deputy Doherty says these issues must be addressed before a contract is signed.
The airline and the department will say the same number of flights will continue to exist. The reality is the midday flight is now gone. It won't exist anymore. And for some people to be able to get up to Dublin early to make that a crucial maybe health appointment and to get down on the flight then in the middle of the day is no longer going to be an option for them. Indeed, the new schedule will mean that the plane will leave later in the morning, and also will be coming down later in the evening, and I don't think that's acceptable at all. Like the idea of a flight going up to Dublin at 8:30 in the evening, I don't think the demand is there for it. Really, what people want to be doing is coming back from Dublin at that point in time.
The long term fear would be that if the service as offered doesn't meet with the demand, doesn't meet with the need, then the numbers using the service may fall, and if those numbers fall, then sometime down the line, maybe when it comes to the next PSO contract, the argument is going to be there isn't enough demand for the service. Why have it at all?
Yeah, absolutely, Donal. And these things should have been dealt with within the contract. My understanding is the contract isn't fully signed yet, but it's very much at an advanced stage, and that's why there needs to be now governmental and ministerial intervention. It's a PSO, which means it's a public service obligation. It is to serve the public. These routes, these flights, these times do not serve the needs, in my view, of the people of Donegal or those coming to Donegal, and that's why we need to have this changed.
And that's Deputy Piers Doherty there. You can hear more from Deputy Doherty on highlandradio.com. There's been a small fall in the number of homeless people, both regionally and nationally, according to the government's latest figures, which have been published today. With more detail, here's Eamon Torsney.
Figures published today by the Department of Housing show 155 adults were without a home in the Northwest at the end of December, down 9 on the November figure of 164, a fall of just over 5%. Of those, 43 were in Donegal, 2 less than the 45 recorded in December. 30 families were registered as homeless in the Northwest at the end of last month, the same as the November figure, while the number of dependent children in need of accommodation rose by 3 to 56, up 5%. Nationally, 16,734 people were recorded as being homeless in December, down 1.5% on the November figure. Of those, 5,188 were children, a month-on-month fall of 2.5%.
The mother of a teenager who died in the Chrysler tragedy has said it's vital that the Justice Minister, Jim O'Callaghan, meet with all the families affected by the Chrysler tragedy. Donna Harper, who lost her 14-year-old daughter Leona in Chrysler over 3 years ago, was speaking on today's Greg Hughes Show ahead of an event in Derry tomorrow marking the 54th anniversary of Bloody Sunday. She'll be speaking at that event. It's bringing together families and campaigners who are seeking accountability as a result of major incidents, including Chrysler, Bloody Sunday, the Stardust fire, the Hillsborough disaster, the Post Office Horizon IT scandal and the Ballymurphy massacre. Donna Harper says she did briefly meet with Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan when he was recently in Donegal, but she says more is needed from him.
But he's never actually sat down and spoke to us as a group, as a family. There's so many things there that we need to talk to him about. It was only a brief few moments that we had with him. He did very clearly make out that he wanted to go through, you know, the Garda and the criminal investigation and to go through, if there's evidence, to go through court and so on. And that's all good and well, but it's not going to answer the questions that all the families have. And there's some very significant questions there that need to be answered.
More than 3 million pages of the Epstein files have been released today. They include more than 2,000 videos and 180,000 images. Some files relating to the disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein will be redacted to protect the identity of victims. But US Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche insists no files are withheld for national security.
Although the Act allows for withholding for items necessary to keep secret in the interest of national security or foreign policy, no files are being withheld or redacted on that basis.
There were 1,893 admitted patients without beds in the two Northwest hospitals over the course of January. That's according to figures published this afternoon by the INMO. It represents just under 15% of the national total. There were 995 at Sligo University Hospital and 898 in Letterkenny, the fourth and fifth highest figure in the state, respectively. The national figure was just over 13,000. The Letterkenny and Sligo figures are the highest in each hospital since the union began collating figures in 2016, while the INMO is expressing grave concern about the high numbers. General Secretary Phil Nihay says the union is particularly concerned at the continuous use of surge capacity.
The number is still very, very high, and also we know that many hospitals are now repurposing areas for patient care that are not suitable. The HSE call this surge capacity, and what this means is patients are being placed in sitting rooms, in day wards where they wouldn't have showers or toileting facilities.
A 100% redress councillor is calling for a €2.5 billion repair scheme for defective Celtic Tiger apartments to be expanded so that defective concrete apartments in Donegal and elsewhere can be included. Draft legislation to give effect to the apartment scheme is due before the Dáil in the first half of the year. A number of issues arose with the apartments, including crucial issues of fire safety. Well, Councillor Joy Beard says with apartments not included in the current redress scheme for DCB houses in Donegal, the other scheme must be amended to include them. And she's calling on the government to provide clarity that that will happen.
I visited a lady last week in her golden years who is living in an apartment. All around her, people have moved out for safety reasons. She bought the apartment from the council. She has no pathway forward. She's not allowed on the enhanced effective block scheme. With the apartment safety defects remediation bill going through the Oireachtas shortly, I believe, it's important we have that clarification that she and other apartment owners will be included. There's too many properties excluded from this scheme. This is a small cohort of people. We need to push that for them.
The Shannon has heard a call for progress on the provision of an air ambulance for Donegal. A Donegal senator told senators it's only fair the county have an air ambulance assigned. It's emerged the government is to procure 4 new helicopters. Senator Manus Boyle raised the issue during order of business, saying it's a cause he's been lobbying for long before his nomination to the Upper House, saying a local air ambulance could significantly reduce response times and save lives. Senator Boyle is suggesting Finnair would be a suitable base.
Leader, today I see in correspondence going about that the government's to purchase 4 new helicopters. For 10 years or more, I've been calling for enhanced services for the National Ambulance Service in Donegal. I was also at the time, before I came here, we're lobbying ministers for an air ambulance to enhance the National Ambulance Service in Donegal. So I'm asking for one of the helicopters to be based in Finnair Camp in County Donegal. Geographically, Donegal is such a big county. If a helicopter comes from Athlone, just say to Glencolum Kill, I think approximate flying time is 50 minutes. If it comes from Athlone and it has to go to any zone, you're talking about 50 minutes flying time.
Finner Camp is geographically well placed to cover a large county like Donegal and nearing counties, and also we have a cross-border option there if needed. Time is crucial when people get a stroke or a heart attack or serious car accidents, and this would enhance the National Ambulance Service. Rural communities like Donegal need a service like this. And finally, I would also like to thank the Defence Forces, the Coast Guard Service, for over the years that has done many transfers from hospitals that has saved lives from Letterkenny, Sligo, down here to Dublin and all over the country. I think it's a really crucial part of the puzzle for us on Donegal and the county being so big. And we have the base there in Finner Camp. And I think it's time the government now would say, right, we look at Donegal as a special case for this. We're getting four, and why not deploy one in Donegal? It would make a game changer for us up there. Thank you very much, Leader.
Donegal County Museum and the County Archive Service has launched a project to record and preserve the experiences and perspectives of both new communities and returned immigrants. It's envisaged the Our Voices Together, Stories of Migration to and from Donegal project will document an important intercultural oral history which captures and celebrates the diverse migration experiences of communities throughout the county. The 6-month project will collaborate with The 16-month project will collaborate with local organisations and groups to engage new communities and returned Irish immigrants with the intention of gathering, preserving and sharing their migration stories with a view toward producing an exhibition and an archive. Well, Niamh Brennan is an archivist with Donegal County Council. She's been speaking with Donna Marie Doherty.
The County Archives has tons of collections about various things, and we have immigration archives, but we don't have a lot. So it's best to include all the communities of immigrants who have stories to tell and histories to relate, and whether it is artifacts or archives or their own personal stories through talking about them and recording them. We want to record them as part of the County Archives. Ultimately, that's the ultimate objective. But it's really about the migrant experience, bringing people together, shared commonalities, you know, building connections that people build and when the journeys they make to emigrate, how they become part of established communities.
A lot of times we don't have those conversations, or we don't think about having them until it's too late, but having this database here keeps them immortalised.
Well, that's it exactly, because people have amazing stories to tell, but they also have, you know, and there's a lot of commonality among the migrant experience, whether it's people coming to Ireland or people who have left Ireland and left Donegal and come to, I mean, you know, from the very beginning, from the journeys aspect, the emotion, or even the decision to leave your country, your homeland, your close relatives, and the emotional impact, the effects that has on people. But then, you know, the whole journey from there to wherever they do arrive to, and how they build up communities, how they build up their own community, or they work with established communities, live with established communities, and their own, how our cultures interact. And I suppose that's what it is, to showcasing those stories and histories and making them become a permanent part of our own history here.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with running shoes from michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 14 minutes to 6 o'clock. Good evening, Mark Gallagher.
Thanks, Dono. Good evening. We'll start with tennis. Novak Djokovic will go for an 11th Australian Open men's singles title in Sunday's final. The Serb produced a stunning performance to overcome defending champion Jannik Sinner in a 5-set thriller in Melbourne earlier. The fourth seed admits he needed to roll back the years to see off the Italian.
Playing almost, it was over 4 hours, almost 2 a.m. Reminiscing in 2012 when I played Rafa in the finals. That was 6 hours almost, but the level of intensity and I guess the quality of tennis, extremely high. And I knew that was the only way for me to have a chance to win tonight against him.
Djokovic will now face Carlos Alcaraz in the decider. The world number one beat Alexander Zverev in a dramatic semi-final that also went to 5 sets. Moving on to soccer, Newcastle have been handed a tough assignment in the Champions League playoff round, where they'll face Karabag over 2 legs for a place in the last 16. That tie gets underway in Azerbaijan before returning to St James's Park for the decider. Elsewhere in the draw, Real Madrid have been paired with Jose Mourinho's Benfica just days after the two sides met in the final round of the league phase. Defending champions PSG will go up against fellow French side Monaco, while Inter, last season's runners-up, are set to take on Bodo Glimt. Nottingham Forest face a tough trip to Turkey to take on Fenerbahce in the Europa League playoffs, and Celtic will go up against German side Stuttgart for a place in the last 16. If they both progress in the competition, Forest and Celtic could meet at the quarter-final stage. Manchester United interim head coach Michael Carrick admits the future of captain Bruno Fernandes is on his mind. The Portuguese midfielder arrived at Old Trafford 6 years ago today, but is nearing the final year of his contract and being linked with a move away. Carrick had this response when asked about Fernandes' future.
That's on the agenda a little bit, but my main agenda is getting through the game on Sunday with Fulham, and Bruno's fully committed. Things further down the line, obviously, addressed towards the end of the season or whatever, but everything's positive at the moment. There's no reason to be any otherwise.
In transfer news, Fulham have completed the signing of winger Oscar Bob from Manchester City. He's agreed a 5.5-year contract at Craven Cottage in a deal worth £27 million. Closer to home, Loretto Milford's refixed Senior Girls National Cup semi-final took place earlier at the Letterkenny Community Centre. The Milford School were beaten 4-0 by Ursuline College of Sligo and have bowed out of the competition. Tomorrow, Derry City take on league champions Shamrock Rovers in the traditional President's Cup fixture, which is played the week before the new season begins. Kick-off in Tallaght is at 5 o'clock. Meanwhile, Finn Harps friendly with Sligo Rovers will take place at Ray McSherry Park in Sligo tomorrow, with kick-off at 3 o'clock. In Gaelic games, it's another big weekend on the GAA front. Donegal host All-Ireland champions Kerry in the National Football League Division 1 at Father Tierney Park in Ballyshannon on Sunday afternoon. That is the first meeting of the side since last year's All-Ireland final. Niamh Connell's Shane Malone has had an impressive start to his debut year at intercounty football, and he says these are the games that you want to be playing in.
Kerry, those are the teams you want to be playing. Dublin, Kerry, doesn't matter if they're in the bounce or not. They're the biggest games of the year, regardless of if it's a league, a friendly or a championship game. So, yeah, we'll just have to get prepared for Kerry. Obviously, it's going to be a big battle. They've some top players too, so we'll try and just get prepared for that.
We will have live commentary from the half one throw-in on Sunday with our own Oisin Kelly and Brendan Devenny. And as it's a bank holiday weekend, the DL debate will come forward a day to Sunday, and it will be live from Father Tierney Park after the Donegal and Kerry game. Elsewhere, there's a huge derby in Division 2 tomorrow, with Derry hosting Tyrone at Celtic Park. The Donegal Hurlers play their first home game of their Division 3 campaign tomorrow against Fermanagh at O'Donnell Park, while the Donegal Ladies Footballers are off to play Monaghan on Sunday in the Division 2 of the Ladies National Football League. And before all that, there is one game listed for this evening in the Ulster Hurling Under 20 Cup, as Donegal take on Derry in Convoy from 7:30. In motorsport, the Galway International Rally is on this weekend, and it marks the first round of the Irish Tarmac Rally Championship. Reigning Irish Tarmac champion Callum Devine leads the entry list alongside co-driver Noel O'Sullivan in their Skoda Fabia Rally 2. Leading Devine's list of challengers is 2025 National Rally Champions Eddie Doherty and Tom Murphy, making their first start of the year in a new Fabia. Rally legend Rory Kennedy says Devine is the man to beat.
Callum has never won in Galway, but he's been second, I think, in the past. And, you know, he's a driver who you would have to say is in good form. And, you know, you'd expect that Callum is definitely going to be in the mix. Now, Eddie's very fast as well, but, you know, Callum is the man to look out for here.
Finally for now, in rugby, Munster will be looking to make up much needed ground in the United Rugby Championship tonight. Clayton McMillan's side are on the road to league leaders Glasgow Warriors, where kickoff is at 7:45. That is all your sport for this evening. Back to you, Donal.
Good morning, good Mark. Augustinish Anocht, Olev Egg, Colum Ferreter.
Shaver Mahas, Colum Ferreter, and Sean in the Preeves Guilty. Curu status offigul don gaelig evaim go hoffigul sadali, jacadin yasha in Westminster. August Kuakti and Commissioner Gaelig, Tossiha, Tarly and Che mar aim delihul le fora laha don gaelig, son act fenulaha August Changa. Bunyan and Norbert Shala status delihul na gaelig o hui. August le faimana and Commissioner Gaelig, a capu riven nolig, Jaravi and Rooney Stach, Shaw, Elecher, Hikonu Nigelig, and Chacton Shaw. To Udras Nigeltak, to Tereshkim, Can Rodiach, the Kemiha, Garam, a Ogurch, Dondarna Ur, to Conru, Aluna Yavlian, August Diploma Irkema, a Darishkinch, Eg Udras Nigeltak, the Kemiha, Fuinskim, Garam. Gyoi Nahirahori, a Rahula, Tahi Garamul, Mar Offiga, Faimuhan, Iranoga, Egsula, and Udrish. Harshrev Shayav Lian. Ijantalish and Gonru by Jesh Egnakemiha towards free diploma, Irkema, O Allskull Technoliakta and Atlanti, Loniha and Lecher Kennan. It's the Kemiha at Halifa Salgeliga, the Gak Kenyal Kaliakt, at Igesht August Tagah Olasig Udra Spunk IE. Ta claru oskulcha anish ta gradam gno na herin fiha fiha sa she eskeem nashun ta ahanta shugas takiok ta e gradam gro na herin Arnaractal Eglorning Ale, a Kellurian Gnolakti a Curran and Geliger Conkin, Le Broad August Le Cosport, Beushin Le Feckel a Horiuct, Imrandal August in Margiuct, not a service she the customary. Higla gnolach di irata si yna fyr categor a wain o'r gach categor ag brach ar an cendil ybra a tal ar bon nacu. Cart ar tror agus taci ar practicul ar foil ar rihan frosis ar fad agus bront ar gradam cre ua arigid agus oor mar ahantas ar gholchan cyn agus ar homantas na vran fartiha te gach olas fwyn sgeim ag glornig eil bonkai i. Sin mo hodse Eli Gullier, slán agus barakt.
Colum agus anish an I'm sure. Met here and tell us to expect some showers this evening in moderate easterly winds, largely dry at first tonight, outbreaks of rain later on, lowest overnight temperatures 3 to 5 degrees Celsius, light to moderate variable winds. Tomorrow Saturday mainly cloudy with scattered outbreaks of rain, becoming largely dry later, top temperatures 7 to 9 degrees Celsius in light to moderate variable winds. The main stories in brief on this Friday evening. Ishke Éireann has lifted the nighttime water restrictions on the Lochmorne public water supply. Its emerged flight times between Donegal and Dublin may be changed significantly under the new public service obligation contract, which is due to take effect at the end of next month, and there's been a small fall in the number of homeless people, both regionally and nationally, according to the government's latest figures. They were published this afternoon. Check all today's news on highlandradio.com. We're back with news again at 7 o'clock. Until then, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 30th of January. The death has taken place of Rita Margaret McLaughlin, née Porter, 72, Croghan Heights, Lifford, reposing at her late residence tomorrow and Sunday from 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. Private to family, neighbours and close friends, please, today. Funeral from her late residence on Monday morning at 10:30, going to St Patrick's Church, Murlock, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by burial in Ballybrack Graveyard, Moville. The funeral mass can be viewed on clonlyparish.com. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Kelly's Funeral Directors, Oakfield, Raphoe. The death has occurred of Paddy Patrick Ryan, late of Dublin and Carndonna. A mass will be held for Paddy at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning in the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonna, followed by interment of his ashes in the adjoining cemetery. The mass can be viewed live on the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Elizabeth Betty McGrory, Grant, Bree Upper, Mallon Head. Elizabeth's remains are reposing at the family home. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 11:30, going to Star of the Sea Church, Mallon Head, for Requiem Mass at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in Lag Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on the Mallon Head Community Facebook page. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Irish Cancer Society, care of any family member, or McFeely's Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of May Mills, née Boyle, Manchester, formerly of Strabane, reposing at Quigley's Funeral Home, Strabane, on Monday from 6:30 to 8:30. Funeral from there on Tuesday morning at 9:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Good Morning Strabane Community Project, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, Newton Place, Strabane. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Thomas Francis Tommy Curry, Brina Glenswilly, formerly of Coventry, England. Tommy's remains will repose at Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Funeral Mass in St. Columba's Church, Glenswilly, on Monday morning at 11, followed by interment in Kilfeek Cemetery. The death has taken place of Margaret Elizabeth Elsie Miller, née Boggs, Arden Place, Kilfenan, Londonderry, formerly of Mallontown. Remains reposing at W.J. O'Brien and Sons Funeral Home, 110 Cluny Road, Eglinton, today from 7 o'clock until 9 o'clock. A service of thanksgiving will take place at Kilfenan Presbyterian Church tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. Private cremation at a later date. Family Flowers only pleas donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to Marie Curie, care of W.J. O'Brien and Sons funeral directors. The death has occurred of Jim Doherty, Pat, number 7, The Cottages, Clia Clonmany, formerly of Clunche Clonmany. Jim's remains are reposing at St. Columbkill's Oratory, Clia Clonmany, until 8 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 20 to 11, going to St. Mary's Church, Clonmany, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Jim's funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Family Flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to St. Columbkill Village, Clia, care of any family member, or McFeely Funeral Directors. And the death has taken place of Betty Loughlin, née Gallagher, Ballycarrigan, Cloughan. Betty's remains are reposing at the family home in Ballycarrigan, Cloughan, until 9 o'clock this evening. Family only, please, at all other times. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 in the Church of Our Lady of Perpetual Succour, Glenfinn. Service of interment afterwards in Kilwera Cemetery, Glenfinn. House private, please, before the funeral. The Mass can be viewed on the parish webcam. Shuttle bus in operation from the Reedon Bar car park. Family Flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Marley Funeral Directors. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.